Vicky, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here. So looking at the way the internet has actually changed bullying for, I suppose, for the worst, could you just explain to us how much this has changed and how we're sort of struggling to keep up?
Yeah, look, I mean, I guess bullying kind of behaviours have been around for a really long time. And as more and more people and young people especially have moved to the internet, then bullying behaviour has also moved across as well. So, but the difficulty, as you're saying, is that with cyberbullying, which is just bullying, you know, intimidating behaviour using technology, it means that lots of young people can't escape the bullying experiences, whereas historically they might have been able to go home from school and not read negative things about themselves. The internet allows, that to continue 24/7 if people don't turn technology off.
Is there perhaps a little bit of a generational gap? You know, you see these responses of cyberbullying. Why don't you just stay off Facebook? Why don't you just sort of turn off the computer, step away from the computer, step outside, and you won't be bullied anymore? But do we sort of have this gap in terms of understanding, given that kids these days are growing up with this technology just another innate part of their world, while some of us older folks wouldn't necessarily be able to see it that way?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think one of the things is young people are going to use technology regardless, which is partly what you're saying. However, the evidence is fairly clear that turning it off or having times away from it, especially if you're being cyberbullied, is one of the most important things to do. So I guess it's sort of technology has given us so many things. It also has some problems. So we need to keep working to better ways of responding to cyberbullying. Organisations like Facebook have actually done quite a bit around cyber safety recently. I think we'll see those kinds of social media, the big social media players recognising that they have responsibilities in this space.
So looking at the Headspace program that you guys are talking about at the moment, the Reword program, how exactly is this working? How is this meant to help against cyberbullying?
Yeah, so Reword was an initiative of an advertising company that we have partnered with. They approached us just over a year ago, and we were really keen to get on board because it's a great initiative. It's a very simple thing, Reword. At the moment, it's only available in Google Chrome, but you download the Reword. It's not an app, but through Google Chrome. And it, in doing that, it immediately interfaces with your social media. And what it does in terms of the interface is if you're typing in Facebook after you've downloaded Reword, it will put highlights, potentially nasty words or phrases red and put a horizontal line through the centre of the word. So it works almost identically to spell check, but it's focused on potentially mean or bullying phrases or words.
Have you seen much of a response to the Reword program yet?
Yeah, look, the response has been pretty amazing given that it's only available through one browser. We've had hundreds of thousands of downloads, and the responses in the pilot, which was in both primary and secondary schools, was incredibly positive. There was about nearly 80% of the time that the Reword highlighted a term or phrase, young people actually changed it. And even more exciting, actually, what the pilot demonstrated was that over time, people seemed to be using less mean or bullying phrases. So there was some learning going on in response to Reword.
That's absolutely terrific. Just perhaps as a final point there, Vicky, obviously you mentioned there adults and education around cybersecurity. What else can parents be doing to sort of educate their kids on why these cyberbullying behaviours, when it might seem very easy? I think that's one of the big problems. It seems so easy to go online and insult somebody when you're not having to look at the expression on their face. What kind of education do you feel parents should be passing on to their kids whether they are a potential bully or a potential victim and these sort of arenas?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of the Australian government cyber safety website is actually very good and really helpful for parents. We've got some good information on bullying in general that's very useful for both bullying and cyberbullying on the Headspace website. There is a list of ways that parents can support young people. It's not rocket science. It's really about, you know, making sure the young person's actually safe, continuing to ask questions, have open conversations, let them know they're not alone, keep up good communication, stay involved in all aspects of their lives, be prepared to get help. You know, it's really all of those things. And I think also looking for good information. And there are a lot of people doing good work in the sort of cyber safety space now.
Well, Vicky, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us. Obviously, an important issue. Do appreciate your time and having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Thanks for having me.